T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John and Hugh.
Let's do it.
Heck yeah.
John and Hugh.
Oh, yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios on this Thursday. We do have Thursday Night Football, Raiders and Rams tonight. Our coverage begins at 7:30, kick just after 8, live on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game from Los Angeles. And so we'll have that as we begin this week. Weekend, of course, it does not include the Atlanta Falcons, is that they are on their bye week this week here, and we'll see what the Raiders and Rams have for us tonight. So we were just talking in Hugh's world, was talking about Nate McMillan and this dust up and Trae Young and all that kind of stuff, and about the situation with the Atlanta Hawks, and it got us all to thinking here, and we'd love to have you be part of the program at 404-741-0929 and kind of help us answer a question as to whether or not there are any untouchable athletes in Atlanta. Hugh, we had a situation where three or four years ago, you and I were talking about Haida Joseph, Freddie Freeman, Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, these youngsters that were coming up, that there were all these stars, and now a lot of those guys are gone. And some of those guys, at the height, Julio was untouchable. Joseph, when he was, king, was untouchable. Are there any untouchable athletes in this town right now?
I would say right now, when you say untouchable, the thing that I'm thinking about is a guy who, if there was a decision that has to be made between him or some other player on the team or somebody in management or something like that, they're going to ride with that player. I would probably say that is Trae Young right now.
Yeah, no, Trae's an untouchable guy.
Yeah, I would say that.
All right. I think I would add Ronald Acuna Jr. into that mix here. Just a guy you cannot trade, whether, in Trae's case, it's a little bit different because we're talking about, everybody's talking about it. We all understand that if it becomes push me, you got to decide between Trae and the coach, Trae's going to win. That's what Matt Barnes and Jelani McCoy were saying, right? I mean, that's what they were saying. If it's Trae or the coach, Trae wins. Right?
Yeah, that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. I don't know about Ronald Acuna. I mean, because of simple fact, the money that he's making makes him a little bit I know he can play. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he can't play, so don't at me on my Twitter. But when you talk about the money that he's making, he's kind of expendable. Like when you talk about the money that Trae's the franchise. Trae is the franchise. I think that if as much as popular as Ronald Acuna is, the Braves don't get hurt if he's not here. Like the Hawks get hurt if Trae's not there. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, well, the Braves are still able to win 101 games with less than an Acuna. They were still able to win a World Series without Ronald
Acuna.
This
hits different. This hits different without Trae, in my opinion. Like butts in the seats here in Atlanta hits different if Trae's not there.
Yeah, so is he the only untouchable athlete in Atlanta right now? 404-741-0929. And how you view guys that you can't possibly trade him, because I think that's a fair point here. Does Ronald Acuna sell tickets? It's nice, but even without Ronald Acuna, it's not like the Braves attendance suffered. Without Ronald Acuna, Braves did win a World Series down the stretch, and with less than a Ronald Acuna last year, Braves ended up winning 101 games. Without Trae, if Trae were to leave, what would attendance suffer at Hawks games? If they suddenly up and traded Trae Young because they couldn't deal with it anymore, there's too much drama, we got to get rid of Trae, ship him off, all that kind of stuff, would attendance suffer at State Farm Arena?
Yeah. Trae is that dude, man. Like Trey is that dude. Even so much so that there were people on Twitter that were defending his actions at the press conference when Zach Klein was asking me questions, and they were like, "Well, he was being pushy. He made it personal." Yeah, like, yeah, Trey's that dude. Trey is that dude.
Yeah, are we? You know, because the fans are talking about it here. Hugh, are we in a Trey versus Nate situation here? I mean, they both kind of came out of that and downplayed it a little bit. You know, and look, it was just they used the term miscommunication.
I'm gonna see if I can. I'm gonna see if I can go handle Big Dog like that, Reggie Ross, our boss, or Mike Conte for that matter, and just not show up to work one day and be like, "Hey, it was a miscommunication between me and Abe." It was a miscommunication.
No, Abe communicates very well.
Miscommunication. I just
do. You deem yourself to be untouchable, Hugh?
No, I do not.
I maybe wouldn't have that conversation. I don't think.
Hey, not really.
You have an 11-year guaranteed contract.
I've been fired before.
I'm just saying, so, that ain't Aaron Holiday, you know, in Nate's face having a disagreement. That is Trey Young now.
I've been fired before. Mm-hmm. Being fired.
No offense to Aaron Holiday.
No offense.
Being fired ain't cool. Like, it's not a good feeling. Like,
you know what it is cool?
What's that?
Buyout.
Buyouts are cool.
But we don't have that.
Yeah, we ain't got
that. So maybe stay employed.
No, that's what I'm saying. When you get kicked off and they got to buy you, all right, then bye. I don't care. I'll be okay. Because I will be.
Does the last couple of years show you that nobody's untouchable in town, though? I mean, if Matt Ryan could be traded, if Julio could be traded, if Freddie Freeman can be let go or at least leave, is anybody really untouchable? Does that include Trey? 404-741-0929. Do we have an untouchable athlete in this city right now? Because there are untouchable athletes in certain towns. I mean, there just are. They're guys that are just untouchable in certain markets. And so we're kind of curious as to what you think on this. Let's go to Noonan and Clayton, who's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Clayton.
Good morning.
What's going on? How you doing this morning?
I'm just driving into work.
All right.
I really don't think, I kind of disagree with you guys. I don't think anyone should be untouchable. And in the Hawks situation, I definitely don't think Trey should be untouchable. Because my opinion, I still think we should have took Luka Doncic. Mm. I think we would have won a championship by now.
Okay. See, I think that's not the question, though. The question is he? Like, I know what you're saying. You're saying, should he be? But do you feel like things would be different if Trey wasn't here with the Hawks, like as far as attendance and things of that nature?
I think we'll come see anybody if we're winning. It doesn't matter who's here. Okay. If we're winning, that's all that matters.
Okay. I respect that.
In my opinion.
Yeah, no, and winning solves all issues. And thank you, Clayton, 404-741-0929. Do we to be the other part of this is when it comes to being untouchable here, are we to believe it? Look, we understand that Trey is a phenomenal player, and he is. And I love him. I am on Team Trey. I want to see him, you know, play for a long time here. But Hugh, this is not the first time we've had drama with him. And when it gets to be multiple people in multiple situations, you know, whether it's John Collins or whether it's Nate McMillan, don't you start to wonder a little bit, there's one common denominator in all that?
Trey?
Yeah.
I think Trey is right now. There's rumblings that Trey is a little bit of a malcontent. I don't think there's enough of it to warrant people. Like, I don't think it's one of those things where the masses feel the same way. I don't think that. I don't think that. I think that when people think of Trey and NBA players in general, he's right on par with most of them that are in situations like this. How has it affected LeBron James?
LeBron got how many titles?
That's what I'm saying. But how many coaches has he got fired?
Yeah.
Before KD was a champion, how much did it affect him?
A lot of caveats here with guys that got rings.
No, but I'm saying because I knew that that's where you were going. You were going to the ring thing. But hey, Joel Embiid doesn't have a ring.
Joel Embiid's not a malcontent. Ben Simmons is. And what happened to Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons also didn't perform either.
As far as we know,
he's not.
I mean, Ben Simmons got shipped out for lack of performance, more than Malcolm.
Dude, what were we talking about a few weeks ago? Giannis and Philadelphia, like pushing the ladder out of the middle of the floor, being like a real Richard mm-hmm. at the game,
right?
And where the Sixers players had to come out and snatch the ball and tell him to go home. when they lost to the Sixers. Like, that's that. Like most NBA players, they're a different breed because they've been brought up. They've been the man their whole life. So, and the simple fact that they can get coaches hired and fired at the drop of a hat.
Hey, but you know what Giannis got?
Oh, you got a ring. No, he does. No, seriously. That just, like, listen.
In Milwaukee,
that just makes
by
it,
the way.
That just makes it
but
worse.
But the point is, if Trey gets a ring, he's untouchable.
Oh, if he
right
gets
now,
a ring.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, if he gets a ring, he's untouchable. He's damn near untouchable now, though. There are rumors where he got Lloyd Pierce fired.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. And he only been in the league 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's untouchable.
So you think he is? He's reached that status of being untouchable, right?
I think he gets, okay, like when we talk about, well, okay, pull this back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate untouchable person in Georgia, to me, the ultimate untouchable is Kirby Smart.
Oh, sure.
Kirby Smart can slay two people. And if they, like, he could kill two people, bury the bodies in his backyard, and they would still cover them bodies up. They would take them bodies out of the backyard and put them somewhere else. Kirby Smart is that dude. There's no question about that. Trey is not at that level yet, but he could probably assault a couple people and not go to jail. He could assault a few people and not go to jail.
Scott's in Atlanta. He wants to jump into this conversation. 404-741-0929. Is Trey untouchable? Is anybody untouchable in this town when it comes to players? And I agree on this Kirby Smart thing. He is.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. First of all, I'm jumping in just a couple minutes ago, so I didn't know if you touched on this. Is he untouchable? No, he's not, because I think with the whole trade. Well, anyway, my point from last night is the sneakers. You know, the blue and orange. You know, the Knicks color sneakers with the King of New York. And I know most people probably went right away to, like, he's just trying to rub it in their face. But based off of what's going on here now, does anybody see that, like, subconsciously or consciously, actually, as a sign that maybe he wants out of Atlanta?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. That's a lot. That's a lot to digest. I did notice the off-color sneakers, though. I mean, how long did that didn't age well, the way that they came out shooting. Listen.
Yeah, let's not wear those anymore.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of poking the bear. Definitely not a fan of poking the bear. Because Julius Randle was out there shooting threes. like he was Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Yeah, Trey untouchable in your opinion? Is anybody untouchable in this market right now? Because there is, when it comes to the Hawks, there is one common denominator when it comes to Lloyd Pierce and Nate McMillan and John Collins and everything else. And we know who that guy is, right? Does that change the color of your opinion? The fact, you know, setting aside the fact that he's struggling a little bit right now because apparently the shoulders, you know, 0-for-4 from beyond the arc yesterday, and he's struggling a little bit. He's not the trade we saw a couple of years ago. Is it a performance issue or is it a personality issue? How do you view all this next on The Morning Show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's John and Hugh.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game from the Kia Studios. Winning a championship as a player doesn't automatically make you untouchable in terms, you know, immediately it may. But over the course of time, good skills diminish. You know, look, for example, Tom Brady, not untouchable down in Tampa anymore. At least not at the moment, you know, because his skills are starting to diminish. That just other times undefeated. However, when you're still at the height of your game, are you untouchable? And that's kind of what we're revolving around when it comes to Trae Young and another allegation here of another issue with Trae Young, this time when he didn't show up at the game the other night, last Friday night, and he got into this, miscommunication thing with Nate McMillan. And it led us to another discussion, which is, are there any untouchable athletes right now in Atlanta? Which is why we wanted to ask you this question at 404-741-0929. What makes an untouchable athlete? You, right after the Super Bowl, even though we lost, Matt Ryan and Julio Jones were untouchable because we all sat around here, remember whole Arthur Blank, Falcons for life. In other words, you're untouchable. Falcon for life. And, you know, eventually they ended up kind of not being Falcons for life anymore.
I think that's something totally different, but I hear what you're saying. I mean, that's different. That's a different conversation. But I hear what you mean.
Eric is in Palmetto, Georgia, and he is on with John and Hugh at 404-741-0929. Hey, Eric.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is tough. I say that he shouldn't be. But unfortunately, because of the salary, he is untouchable. And I feel like it's, this is an NBA problem with the players having this much power. It's like you said, these guys, people have pumped them up all their lives. They just feel entitled, these young guys.
Well, that's something too, right?
They should have more respect for the game.
Yeah, so Eric is talking about this, in terms of, sorry, Eric, we got full phone lines here. Huey's talking about entitled. One of the things is probably true of Trae Young. As a young man, in his, early 20s, mid-20s here, he has never faced any adversity when he's probably never been told no.
More than likely. I mean, and it doesn't hurt that he's a hell of a player.
Mm-hmm.
Like Trae's a hell of a player, no question about it. And when you're a hell of a player like that, there's certain things that come along with that. So yeah, he's a hell of a player, and you're not about to shake up the apple cart if Trae's not happy. I mean, you're not. That's why early in the year, I was wondering whether or not him and DeJounte Murray could coexist with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And, right now, with the talent that they have out there on the court, something's not coming together. There's something going amiss with this team right now.
Now, to Eric's point there, Eric and Palmetto, about NBA players, is it different? When we talk about untouchable, it's different in the NBA, right? Than it is. I mean, there could be an untouchable guy in the NFL, but they're rare, right? And it would probably be a quarterback, like a Mahomes, for example. Or Brady or Rodgers at their peak. But there seems to be a lot of NBA guys that kind of rule the roost.
I mean, NBA guys get coaches fired every day.
I know.
Like, who got fired? Steve Nash. They ran him. Like, they were like, all right, dog, you got to go. And they brought him in. Like KD and those guys.
Handpicked.
They picked him, Handpicked. Because it's like, basically, Stay out of their way. Now, there are rumors. I've heard rumors of some certain NFL players being able to do that. But, like I said, those are just rumors. Like, just come in and, you know, just don't shake the apple cart.
Did Brady get Bruce Arians bumped from the sidelines?
That's the rumor.
Right?
That's the
rumor. That's the one that a lot of people discuss, right?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers get the changes made in Green Bay, you know, yeah. Jermaine is in Roswell. He's on with John and Hugh. Untouchable Athletes. Is Trey one of those guys? Hey, Jermaine.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Well, okay. When y'all asked that question, are y'all talking about as far as getting other people fired? Then what y'all talking about?
Well, just yeah. I mean, it becomes you and somebody else, right? I mean, well, that's part of it. Yes.
I think a way we wanted to find this is there was a time, for myself included, where Trey could pretty much do no wrong in my eyes. I'm going to blindly defend him in what he's doing with the organization. I'm not sure I'm still on that point anymore.
I think people are blindly defending him now.
Some are. I think a lot of people are kind of changing views a little bit, though.
You think?
Well, in that case, Trey, he's untouchable. On that note, yeah.
All right, Jermaine.
As long as he don't do nothing stupid outside of, you know, the NBA, you know, because nobody want no embarrassment.
Right. No, that's absolutely true, Jermaine. And it may be true for right now, but Hugh, at some point you have to. The other part of this is you have to deliver because you set the bar pretty high a couple of years ago. In that incredible run, and it was an incredible run.
Yeah, he did. But to the point, he's that guy. Mm-hmm. Trey's that dude. Trey is that dude that puts butts in seats. Trey is the one that everybody defers to when things are going on. That's why, like, there was a air quotes rift between him and John Collins, and John Collins alluded to it, and then he didn't because I guess he was like, "Hey, dog, better go ahead, hey." He ain't want to leave. Like, you know, there's some guys that will burn a bridge, and they don't care what, let the chips fall where they may. John backed up off of that real quick because, you know, there was some talk about a meeting or in a film session where he was calling some folks out. That got squashed real quick.
Is Trey one of those untouchable athletes right now? Wesley in Atlanta with John and Hugh. Hey, Wesley.
Hey.
What's going
on? Good morning.
Good morning.
So we don't have any untouchable athletes in the city right now. I wish we did, because that would mean that somebody's doing something really special. Trey is close. I think Trey could be if he brought us a championship or made another run like he did a couple years ago. But I think things could spiral out and him not be untouchable and we lose him.
Right, it's about playing, how well you're playing. It's also about your brand. And one of the questions you might have is, you know, has Trey, you know, done any damage to his brand? If there's yet another incident here, let's hope there's not. But if there's another incident, you know, where Trey's involved with another player or another coach or with management, again, what's the common denominator here? And is that damaging his brand to the point where he is touchable because not just because of his on court, but because of whatever else is taking place off the court, Hugh?
Man, listen. I don't know if y'all remember, but before Trey got here, I don't remember State Farm Arena looking like it looked since he's been here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I don't know what y'all talking about. When I talk about untouchable, like, I'm talking about the bottom line. I know championships matter, but there's butts in those seats now. That it wasn't like that before Trey got here. So I understand where y'all coming from, but for me, like, when you talk about untouchable for me, this is what it means to me. It means the people upstairs, the ones that are calling the shots, if it ever came down to Trey or the coach, like that Matt Barnes, Jelani McCoy story, who you think they're going with? Ain't nobody coming to see Nate McMillan. You can probably walk down the street of Atlanta right now and ask 10 people, who's the coach of the Atlanta Hawks? How confident are you that all 10 people know his name?
Not very confident.
If they're basketball fans or just
random people. Yeah, just random people.
Just random. I'm talking about just the random people.
Three, two or three.
Yeah, three's probably a good number. Three and a half. Pick six.
Trae Young. You ask them about Trae Young. They know who Trae Young is.
9 out of 10.
Because you best believe them kids know if they got kids that like sports, they know who Trae Young is. That's the bottom line.
Elijah's in Ackworth. He's on with John and Hugh. Is Trae untouchable? Hey, Elijah.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Good morning.
So, I believe Trae is on the precipice of becoming that. He's not quite there yet. I do think he is gettable. The one person I do think that was a former player and is a coach now that is not is Kirby. Let's be honest. He's on pace to get us another championship. He's already got one. He's coming hot in for the second one. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you right now, all UGA fans, that Kirby couldn't do no wrong.
Right. And Hugh made that point earlier that if there's one really kind of untouchable person right now in the state of Georgia, it's Kirby Smart. And that's absolutely true. And you reach that untouchable status, and Kirby's there. Let's go to Marco in Atlanta. Hey, Marco, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm agree with you, man. I mean, he's 150% right. That boy is untouchable. You can count on your hand how many superstars you have, certified superstars that you have in the NBA. And Trae is one of them. And after Dominique, there's never been a superstar here. In the NBA to win titles, you're going to need a superstar. You can't just fish them out of the water. Hmm. We got lucky when we got Trae. Trae may have his problems, but he's no different than LeBron. He's no different than Jimmy Butler that had problems where they were and got the situation to go in their favor because they're stars. Eventually, Trae will win, but you got to get him the right coach here to do it. And I'm talking about a Greg Popovich-type guy.
There are very few of those. Good luck in finding one of those, Marco.
Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich is floating around out there?
Right.
Cedric Nash just tweeted in to me. He said, "Man, they'll fire 20 coaches before they get rid of Trae."
So that would make Trae, but that would make Trae untouchable. Even without a ring, he's untouchable. More of your reaction to whether or not Trae is an untouchable guy. He's the only untouchable guy here in the market right now. There have been other untouchable guys. And Jermaine brought up, and Marco just brought up, you know, really good points. Margaret just brought up Dominique Wilkins. I was about to make that point. I mean, second best player in the history of the franchise right now, Trae Young. The history of the franchise. Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the Game. College Football Playbook coming up next. And more of your calls, Phil and Blake, hang on there. Is Trae untouchable? On the Morning Show with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92 on the Game in the Odyssey app.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's talk football. Let's talk football.
Come on. Time now for a breakdown and analysis of the top stories from across the college football landscape.
This is the College Football Playbook with John and Hugh.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, as we continue the countdown towards the college football semifinals at the Peach Bowl here between Georgia and Ohio State at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. On the Morning Show with John and Hugh, we have a couple of quick notes, and then we're going to get back into our discussion with you. So if you're hanging on here at 404-741-0929 about this Trae Young thing, we'll get back into it in just a moment. Hugh, a couple of headlines here. Will Levis, the Kentucky star quarterback, declares for the NFL draft. There were a lot of people saying that Will Levis is the number three quarterback off the board. He's a top five pick. Did you see anything this year when you were watching Kentucky? Because you were on Kentucky early. That leads you to believe that Will Levis is a high first round pick.
There's always it's out of necessity, and you look at the quarterbacks that are playing this year, and the guys that have gotten hurt this year. So he's going to be a high pick, John, because we need a quarterback. Teams need quarterbacks, and he will be one of the ones that will probably be taken in the top five. This will probably be a year, I would say, just off the top of my head, thinking about the quarterbacks that I've seen play, you'll probably see five quarterbacks taken in the first round. You was about to say four.
I was going to say at least four.
Yeah. At least five. Like, because it's a position where it's a high-risk, high-reward position. You got to take a chance. So, yeah.
Yeah, that combine is really going to shake things up and see, if somebody's going to fall in love with somebody at the combine. Zach Wilson's arm, somebody will fall in love with somebody at the combine. Purdue is losing its head coach, Jeff Brohm, who's going to Louisville. He's from Louisville, born in Louisville, started at Louisville. So you're going, why would you leave
Louisville
a Big Ten?
Royalty.
Yeah, he's Louisville royalty. Why would you leave a Big Ten team for an ACC team, given the money and all that kind of stuff? Because you're Louisville royalty. And he'll do really well. He is an underrated, really good head coach. Because Purdue got to the Big Ten title game.
I was just
going to
ask, didn't Purdue play a week ago?
Yeah. I mean, and Jeff Brohm got him there. Purdue's not an easy place to recruit.
He's had how many quarterbacks now? Three in the past couple of years, and they've been bowl eligible and pretty good. I mean, he's not,
Purdue down there, Ivy League, though, right? They got a pretty good school.
Yeah, it's a very good academic school.
No comment as an Indiana fan.
No, I know.
But it is. I mean, you give him credit where it's due.
You're hating a little
I'm supposed to hate Purdue, John.
I'm not mad at
that's
you.
The point.
Okay. But I've met a few people from Purdue, pretty smart individuals.
And you've met one from Indiana, pretty smart individual.
Pretty arrogant. There's a difference.
Are you sure?
I married one from Indiana who's pretty smart, so I got to say that.
Yeah, there's two of us.
Yeah, right. Let's get back to our discussion here about, is Trae Young untouchable and all this that's going on right now? Do you consider him to be an untouchable guy? Let's go to Phil in Atlanta. He joins John and you. Hey, Phil.
Hey, my answer is no. It's because the ownership is weak. It's because everybody, all they care about is their bottom line. And then what you create in Trae Young or some of these privileged players is inconsistency where they stop showing up, do what they want to do, play when they want to play. You start to see that trend, all over the league. They need to grow a pair and be like the Miami Heat when, Pat Riley and them told LeBron, we're not getting rid of Eric Spoelstra. And they've been a winning franchise ever since, because ownership is not going to, let the inmates run the asylum.
I hear what you're saying, but the thing about that is that's one franchise.
Mm-hmm.
One. And Pat Riley, old school, Pat Riley came up through through the mud. He came up through the mud. So yeah. And he handpicked Spoelstra. He handpicked him. And so that's his guy. So no, yeah. LeBron was at that point was a rental player. Like, no, that's not gonna happen.
Any other player, Hugh, has a miscommunication like you have when he misses a game, does he suffer from that? Or because it doesn't seem like Trae got, he wasn't suspended or nothing else. I mean, does that go to the untouchable thing where he gets the privilege we talk about?
Well, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt with the miscommunication thing. But, I mean, I would think that if I'm in season – if it's my season and I'm supposed to be at work, I'm going to be at work. You know what I mean? Even if I'm not playing or not, I'm going to be on the bench with my blue blockers on and just chilling.
Yeah, right.
Let me ask you guys.
And that was the point. Hang on. That was the point of what Zach Klein said. Hey, John Collins was there in a boot.
Yeah, that's what they'll tell you was the issue. What do you think really happened between Nate?
Oh,
I'm
not going to guess. I'm not going to guess.
Ooh, I'll guess. I ain't coming to practice.
No internal knowledge.
And I ain't coming to the game.
I don't think that's what happened.
You need me. I don't need you.
I think it's a situation where Nate had, and Nate said this, right? He has his rule.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't attend shoot around, you do not start the
game. You come off the bench.
I think when he addressed that with Trae said, nah, I'm starting or I ain't coming.
So how's that different from what I said? Bump your rules.
Yeah. No, it is.
But you don't – wait, hang on. You don't know that Trae said that.
I just said I don't know that. I had no internal knowledge. I said that twice. This is my take on what
probably
happened.
I don't think Trae said that. He may have thought it. Hey, listen, I guess I'm not starting.
You don't think he said what?
Bump it, coach. I'm not coming.
You don't think Nate McMillan told him he wasn't playing if he didn't do shoot around?
Not starting, right.
Yeah, not starting.
If he didn't start, you don't think Nate McMillan told him that?
No. I believe that. I don't believe that.
He's not believing what I feel Trae said.
When Trae said, that Trae looked at coach and said, well, if I'm not starting, I'm not showing up. I don't think he said that.
Okay, well, where did the heated argument thing come from? You think Trae just said, all right, then, coach, whatever. No, they had it. Like, say, I'm speculating.
You know
I
what he didn't say? I got you, coach. I'll be ready as a sixth man. He didn't say that.
I'm speculating. I don't know.
That's fair enough. We know that.
But he probably said something to the effect, hey, if you're not starting, you're going to come off the bench. I'll show you. I'll show all of you. He probably said a little bit more than that, but.
I think he said exactly what I said.
No. He said, you want to bet, coach? I'll show you. And he said it just like that.
Blake's in Ackworth. He's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Blake, is Trey untouchable there, Blake?
I'll show you guys.
Hey.
What's going on?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
What's going on?
Good.
Yeah, I do think Trey is untouchable. Kind of going back to Hugh's sentiments earlier about, you know, attendance and kind of bringing life back to State Farm Arena. He's the first player that's really – in a long time established an identity for this basketball team. The only thing that I will say is I think that this is a maturity issue. The Hawks are a team that, you know, it's all go, no breaks, you know, and when they shoot well, like nobody can literally stand on the court with them. However, they're not built for the tough fight. And I think that Trey has got to find a way to mature and let some of this little stuff go. Because I don't like hearing things like last year, you know, the regular season's way more boring than the playoffs. I don't know exactly what happened with him and Nate. But to me, like, Trey has got to find a way to grow up. He's obviously not going anywhere. I feel like Nate will go somewhere before he does. But just like Abe said a minute ago, he's not the guy that said, yeah, coach, I'll be ready six. You know, he's the guy that's, you know, I'm not going to show up to the game. He's the first player we've had with a shoe deal since I can't even remember when. So I know his head's through the roof, which is great. He's an amazing player. I love Trae Young. But if there's one voice of advice I could give you as a golf professional who's a little bit older, man, you got to fix it between the ears. You got the long game, but you don't know how to putt for the dough, baby.
Well, there is the whole thing about, you know, he's a great player, but do you consider him, Hugh, to be – do you consider Trae Young to be a leader?
No. No. And I know if somebody in Trae Young's family is listening and going to blow my Twitter feed up, listen to what I'm saying. Because he's not a leader because, in my opinion, a leader would have handled that better than he handled it. He would have came. You know, he would have handled that press conference better. Now, I know a lot of people on different sides of the press conference and feel like Zach Klein was pressing him and all this other stuff. That's what a reporter's going to do. Like, the thing that I've learned over the years, when I played, was you don't want somebody that does what they do for a living going through your personals and just digging up stuff on you. It's not, like they used to say, pen's mightier than a sword. But with that being said, in the NFL it was different. We were taught that, you know, the media can be your ally. And, you know, to be a little bit more strategic when you interact with them. I had some great PR people. You know, Jameer Howerton was the first. Well, no, Jameer was the equipment guy, but he was still great with the media. Derek Boyko. Derek Boyko's with the Buffalo Bills right now. Bob Lang. I mean, and we were just taught that. So that's why I feel the way that I feel when I say that. There's no need to be adversarial. You see some guys that are very adversarial. KD is a guy that's very adversarial. Makes great. He's a great quote machine. You know, and he got a and Abe's point to his finger. He got a ring too. Yeah,
yeah right.
When you got a ring,
he compared him all these champions.
But whether you like it or not, he doesn't have a ring. But he's in that conversation. Like Trey's in that conversation, whether you like it or not.
Well,
that's what makes Trey untouchable.
Yeah, he is. You know, again, I'm on
you
T-Trey.
You ain't winning no championship without Trey, man. Like, right. Let's just say what it is.
Because, you know, since I started watching the Hawks here, you know, nearly 50 years ago, there have only been two guys that Hawks fans actually went to the arena to see, Nick and Trey. That's it. There's nobody else here. Teams, yeah, sure. Two guys, Nick and Trey. All right, we're going to continue our conversation. We're going to do a little rapid fire, and then we'll get back into your calls, too. Is Trey untouchable through all this? As we continue this morning on the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.